selling smoothies is what I do. But for small business insurance, I chose my State Farm agent. He's a small business owner, too, so he knew how to help me personalize my policies. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to an agent today.
Hi, my name is Lewis Howes, and welcome to the Daily Motivation Show.
There was an incredible woman who did a book called Countdown, and she's showing that sperm counts are lower than ever.
I've heard about this, yeah.
Yeah.
Why is this, you think?
Because of a chemical, a phthalate chemical. And you know what phthalates are in? Fragrances. So the clones, every time I get in an Uber, if they have one of those Christmas trees, I always try to educate them on the smells inside. All of that is toxic chemicals. Your fragrance in your laundry detergent is reducing testosterone.
Wow.
Now. Really, if we can help men understand stress and have a good toolbox for that, and we can get men to detox more, especially the phthalates, now testosterone levels will stay up, and we've got a man that's going to attract more abundance.
Really?
Yeah, but we want to have it balanced.
Okay, balanced.
And here's why I say that.
What's the difference between high testosterone and balanced testosterone?
Every man, I've done enough of this conversation to know that there tends to be this need to get more of these hormones. It's not about getting more testosterone. It's about balancing testosterone, keeping it in a physiological balanced state. And just like women, I recommend they get yearly hormone tests. Men should get a hormone test, especially after 40. You should get once a year, once every couple of years, see where your hormones are at. If testosterone's low, ask yourself, what's my stress like? What's my toxic load like? And then work to keep that balance. The goal is not to have extreme levels of testosterone for either sex. But I see a lot of men that are like, I got to get more testosterone. No, you want age-appropriate testosterone.
Do we want more testosterone the later we are because we're declining our testosterone? Is that kind of...
Yeah. So andropause is what it's called.
Andropause?
Yeah.
What is that?
It's where your testosterone start to deplete.
When does that typically happen for men?
Usually in the late 40s.
Okay.
For both men and women, we don't really have like a measurement of like optimal testosterone as we age, believe it or not. Whereas women, we know estradiol and progesterone, like we know what an age appropriate would be at 55, 65, 75. But testosterone, it's weird. Like we don't tend to think of like, hey, a 55-year-old man should have this amount of testosterone.
Right, right. Well, I guess testosterone helps you in living longer, looking younger,
yep.
You know, all these, having more energy, all these different things,
yep.
Right? What do you think we should be considering as men in 40s, 50s, and 60s to boost, I guess, testosterone naturally versus what we should be mindful of taking that could be some type of drug or hormone therapy?
So the first thing is you should be insulin sensitive. And how do you know you're insulin sensitive? You want to have a hemoglobin A1C under 5. So when you get your yearly blood work, get your hemoglobin A1C 5 or under. It means that you have a good metabolic system. It's called exogenous hormones. When we put hormones from the outside in, that goes for all of that. So you've got to be insulin sensitive. If I have a hemoglobin A1C of 5.5 and I take this, A, you may not maximize as much of your testosterone load. And B, you're now putting yourself in a mismatch of hormones because insulin's not doing well, but you're flooding the system with testosterone. And we do not know long-term what diseases that causes, what problems that might be.
Really?
Yeah.
So if we're injecting ourselves with testosterone, and we go off of it after a while.
Yeah, that's what I was going
to say. Then what happens?
So
is the body going to be able to keep producing it on its own? Or
I think nobody knows, but my guess would say it's the same conversation as birth control.
Interesting.
So what happens if when you want to get off of it? The one thing that I will encourage everybody to think about is we need to be our own N of one. So when you hear a conversation like this, you know, you and I are talking in absolutes, but how about if you're on testosterone, I'm not saying get off of it, clean up the insulin system. And then if you want to get off of it, see if muscle starts to break down. See if you, maybe you get off of it for a month just to check in, because at some point now you're on it forever. And we don't have studies showing what decades on testosterone pellets is going to do.
Right. Have we seen any research around how devices in children or in adults affects our hormones?
So there's two pieces with the device. There's the EMFs, which we are speculating, and research is showing more and more causes changes to the brain, can cause like a leaky brain situation.
Really?
Yeah. But I think the bigger problem with it is social media. Let's use a teenager. An 18, 17-year-old goes to Instagram, and there's so much cortisol for her there.
Really?
Because she's comparing herself to other people. There's FOMO, you know, the fear of missing out. There's
negative news. There's whatever.
Yeah, so whatever it is. Let's say you're not a teenager. You're going and you're like, oh my God, the world is ending. What we are watching on social media can make or break your cortisol levels. So you're resting on the couch, but you're on Instagram, and you're seeing, for women, we're seeing a lot of, I'm not enough, I should do more, I need to be more, I need to be prettier, I need to look a certain way. And she's sitting on the couch and cortisol is spiking.
She's resting, but she's actually super hyperactive.
That's right. So she's throwing her hormones off just by looking.
Just for 1 hour a day of comparing herself on the phone. And if you're just swiping through and you see 100 things within an hour that is causing you to react or stress or compare or judge or shame self, your cortisol is going to go up.
That's right.
And what happens if you're doing that at night?
Well, you're not going to sleep very well because cortisol is going to go up. So your body's going to go into a sympathetic state, which is fight or flight. You go to bed and the body still thinks it's under attack.
Really?
Yeah. So now it's under attack. It's not going to fully rest because it thinks it's under attack. And then the phone gives off blue light. So now blue light shuts melatonin down. And then you're not sleeping. When you sleep, your brain actually shrinks. And so cerebral spinal fluid can go up and wash it and detox your brain.
Can start to heal and recover.
Yeah, that's right.
So it's really hard to heal and recover if your hormones are out of whack.
1,000%.
We should be thinking, how can I optimize my daily activities to maximize hormone health and recovery?
That's right.
Because if we do that, the body sounds like it's going to take care of itself. It's going to heal. It's going to recover. It's going to shed weight. It's going to let go of the toxins. You're going to feel better. You're going to have more dopamine, you know, all these different things. So you're going to be in alignment better.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of The Daily Motivation, and I hope you have an amazing rest of your day. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure to click the link in the description that will take you to the full episode of our main podcast on the School of Greatness. And if you are loving The Daily Motivation, please follow us over on Apple Podcasts and Spotify and leave us a review over on Apple Podcasts right now. And if you want more exclusive content and ad-free listening experience, make sure to subscribe to our Greatness Plus channel on Apple Podcasts right now. And if you want to get even more inspiration from our world-class guests and learn how to improve your life and take it to the next level, then make sure to sign up for the Greatness newsletter and get it delivered right to your inbox over at greatness.com/newsletter. Again, have an amazing day, and I'll see you tomorrow with another episode of the Daily Motivation Show.
Jake from State Farm here, hanging out with Mel's Mow & Grow. Mel chose State Farm for small business insurance because his local agent is a small business owner too. So she knew how to help him personalize his policies. And now, he's rolling in the green. Like a good neighbor. Guys, I'm trying to do the line.
Oh, sorry, Jake.
It's all good. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to an agent today.